Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Do you have TikTok? Are you a TikTok subscriber? Do you go down that rabbit hole? I don't. In fact, looked at it once and I thought, whoa, this isn't for me. Jan Vermeulen, are you a TikTok person?
I don't participate. Good morning.
Good morning. Howard.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much.
So I don't publish content to TikTok, but I do follow a bunch of South Africans and international creators on there. The South Africans are almost all sort of comedic. So they're all kind of just making jokes and joking with their audience. It's actually quite entertaining. So it's almost become like a social media short form skit type platform for me. It's all about how you curate your feed, I guess.
Mm.
But yeah, I check in maybe once a month and then I laugh at the jokes. Oh, and I follow a bunch of creators who do music type stuff, right? So this is the thing that made TikTok famous. Is you are able to either sing along to a song, but what the community on TikTok has done with that feature is that they then start singing a song a cappella, and then other people can reuse that track that this person has now created and sing on top of that. And so you've got these beautiful harmonies that emerge. So you've got like a whole subculture on TikTok of people just harmonizing with one another, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, she sounds really nice. What was the fuss about Instagram becoming TikTok and then influencers saying, no, it can't be that. Instagram must remain Instagram.
This has got to do with pushing content to Instagram users, right? So obviously Facebook is trying to get engagement on Instagram up, and what they are busy toying with is on TikTok there's a thing called the For You page, and that's where TikTok uses its algorithm to kind of guess what you might like out of people that you don't necessarily follow, right? So it's actually quite typical for a social media network nowadays. I see lots of stuff in Twitter from people I don't necessarily follow based on whatever metrics Twitter uses.
Sure.
And TikTok has a feature like that called the For You page. Instagram doesn't really have that. And so Instagram was going to roll out effectively something similar to the TikTok For You page that also is going to have a focus on video. And so they were effectively, like, very quickly, not even a slow change, quite a quick change for Instagram from a still photo platform into a video platform. And so Instagram creators were, no, hang on a second, that's not why I'm here. Also, that's not my skill set as someone who earns money off of Instagram. So please don't change it into a video platform. That's what TikTok's for.
So in other words, keep the identity of Instagram separate to TikTok. How much of a problem is mature content on TikTok?
I genuinely don't know. It must be of some concern if TikTok is taking steps to roll out age restrictions. I imagine that's to comply with regulations around the world. Like we've got with the Film and Publications Board here in South Africa that woke up and decided they need to age restrict everything. And so in fairness, the Film and Publications Board does serve an incredibly important purpose in allowing parents to make informed decisions about what their children can and cannot watch. They just have very ill-conceived ideas of how to do age restrictions online. But I would imagine that TikTok's feature that they're rolling out here for age restrictions and kind of ring-fencing mature content has got to do with complying with these kinds of regulations where parents, you know, might be looking over their children's shoulder. And maybe it's not even a child. Maybe it's like a young teenager. And there's fairly sensual content on TikTok, right? So you've got creators singing along to pretty risque music. you know, making suggestive eye movements and so on, and even, you know, suggestive dances. So I can imagine that there are parents who, you know, who are going, no, hang on a second, I don't want my child exposed to that kind of content, and I'd want to be able to have the choice to say, you can't watch that stuff yet. You know, when you're 21, you can do what you want, but while you're under my roof.
Under my roof business. I don't know, in a virtual world, then you can always go and live in the metaverse, can't you? So you're not really. But it is a strange thing. Is there any, there was at some point a bit of a security concern around TikTok. Does that still exist, or has that ship already sailed?
Yeah, it comes up every now and again when it's convenient for the Americans. So there are legitimate security concerns, right? So firstly, TikTok is owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance. And so America is concerned about how user data supplied to TikTok might be used by the Chinese Communist Party. Those concerns, to my mind, are no different than the privacy concerns surrounding Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, WhatsApp. Maybe WhatsApp to a lesser extent because of how private WhatsApp is by design, but certainly the other social networks, it's the exact same concerns. It's just a difference in the regime that has access to that data. And look, those concerns are justified. The fact is that America is a much freer society than China. And so, the concerns are disproportionate because you can't pretend that the infringements in freedom of speech or others is going to be equal in those two countries. And so that's what it comes down to, is who owns my data and what are they going to do with it once they have it. So ByteDance has taken, has gone to some lengths to assure that people's data will remain private. And certainly in the United States, they're incorporated in the United States, and they are trying to assure that the data of United States citizens who use TikTok remain in the U.S. and don't get shipped off to China, where the government might have access to it. How true that is, I guess we'll find out in the next 5 years.
Absolutely right. It is 8:22, Jan Vermeulen. Thank you. As always, I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM.